And welcome back to the Book of Sorrows episode. I have no idea, but it's been a long time since we were playing. And we last left off. We'll recap everyone since it's been a little while. And you introduce yourself, or we'll go down the line, starting with Crispy.
I'm Crispy, and I'm one bad mofo.
And who are you playing, please?
I'm playing Trask, who is also a bad mofo, but not as bad as I am.
And Jack, we'll head over to you.
This is Jack, and I'm playing Galvin, the unconscious magic user.
Unconscious. And Andy?
I'm playing Cleric of St. Cuthbert, Corbin Graves. And I'm sorry I don't sound nearly as... don't have that Las Vegas sexy voice that our friend Trask does, but...
No one could repeat the sexiness of Crispy, so...
the Las Vegas Trask dwarf pirate voice.
Yes. And we head over to Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
I am playing Dolphin Slidehand, the rogue.
And we have a new player joining us this week and who's going to die. I mean, play with us. And he's...
Oh, man.
His name is Terry. Terry, why don't you tell us a quick thing about your character, too?
Hey, I'm Terry. I'm playing Nigel Strompson, human paladin of Heronius.
Heronius. Okay, so we last left off. Everybody was trapped in the forest behind the pumpkin-headed people encampment, and where they burrowed themselves deep inside the forest, looking like there was no way out. We had Galvin laying on the ground unconscious along with the druid, who should not be named, and Leaf's character actually takes a tumble and falls down as well, since he won't be here for the first hour. And Corbin was still running strong, screaming out St. Cuthbert. Trask was on his last knee, praying to his god. And Delphin was crying a little bit too, but not out loud, to himself only. And they vanquished off the last pumpkin person, and they were formulating a plan as they were screaming back and forth what to do, and that's when Nigel was cutting his way through the forest like Indiana Jones, and he hears the cries of St. Cuthbert, blah, blah, blah.
Huzzah!
And you follow the noise, and yes, you hear Indiana Jones' theme in the background, and you cut through the forest and you see a group of adventurers laying on the ground, some on their knees, some bandaged up bruisely. Bruisely, yeah, that makes sense. And you guys all look to your right and you see a man in shining silver armor cut his way through the forest and enter into the group. Proceed.
Nigel says, "Ho, what goes on here?"
"Pray you, sir, please keep your voice down. We are beset by evil pumpkin-headed creatures. If you are here to aid us, ready your sword more than your tongue."
Barely. I draw my sword and approach.
Okay, so you guys hear the rumblings of something in the forest up ahead coming towards you, and you estimate that it should be there in approximately 30 seconds or less, judging the distance. So what do you guys want to do?
Now, Dolphin's going to hide behind a tree.
I want to suggest, how far away are we from the camp?
How far did we get away?
You probably backed up about 20, 30 feet and made yourself like a little encroachment so they can only come in a couple at a time. You're kind of in a defensible position, but you're also locked in there, too.
Yeah. Would it be possible, I don't know how kind of close together these trees are for us, if we got them distracted, could we sneak around through the side, or is it just too ingrown?
Well, you do have a way out now that Nigel has broke his way through.
I'm wondering if I can't use my last light spell here and put that off in the distance somewhere and get them distracted going after that, and then we can take off and buy us a little time.
I don't know.
If anyone's badly hurt, I can lay hands on and cure a few points of damage.
Yeah.
You don't have time for that, damn it.
Okay.
Nice.
Just thought I'd throw that out there.
And Galvin, your eyes suddenly flutter open.
What happened? Oh, my head. What's going on?
Now, just for a refresher, Galvin snuck off in the middle of the night, right? Or was he captured?
He was sleeping, and somehow they captured him from the camp.
Hmm.
I sleep really soundly.
Yes, he's like a log.
Well, after our spider encounter, you know, probably so scared that you were exhausted. Do we see, like, can we see if the, if they're following us?
Well, you hear something coming.
Crap.
One round gone.
I'm casting the light spell, and let's get ready to escape through the opening.
I'm patting myself down, and I'm searching the ground all around me, and I'm kind of freaking out because I've just noticed that I'm missing some of my stuff, including the Book of Sorrows, and I'm really not paying attention to anybody else right now because I'm just I'm disoriented and I'm looking around for this book.
And you lost your precious. They took its filthy
the book. Holidays. The book. Where's the book?
Aye, lad, calm down. We have the book.
So I cast the light spell off in the direction. If the paladin came from the right, I cast it off about as far as I can into the woods on the left.
Okay. And your whole idea is to hope to distract them from this. For this.
Hopefully, they're going to think that's us with a light source, and they're going to head for that.
Ooh, good
thinking
plan.
That's where we are.
All right, let's see what happens. Friggin' headset's all tangled up, damn it!
That's never a good noise when the DM's response to your, we'll see.
We'll see.
And while he's doing that, I guess Irwin and Trask will ready themselves in case. They're going to hold the line so everyone else can kind of get away. God, I'm going to die.
I'll join with
them. Friggin' die.
Okay, so, boof, the light spell goes off. And I assume you're making it as bright as possible.
Yes.
Good. Now, Crispy, Terry, and Irwin all make a save versus spell because you're going to get blinded. That's why I asked you that question.
God damn it, Vince. Sweet. Natural 20. So,
damn you, Crispy.
I don't know. I'm guessing he has similar saves for Irwin.
Yeah.
I got a 16. Yeah. Trask needs an 11, so I'm guessing that's probably a pass.
He's a fighter as well, so.
I got a 16 for Nigel.
And your paladin, so I believe that passes. Yeah, you're good.
Rolling good tonight.
Yeah, not like the last time when you were one and all depressed.
Oh my god, that was so terrible.
Even your little fan was all depressed too.
Moving on. All right.
Gather the wounded. Let's escape while we have the chance.
Okay, so Corbin and I assume Galvin. Galvin?
Yes, I'm here.
You're
but
going.
I'm still kind of dazed and not understanding like what you guys mean by you have the book, and I'm still kind of running around in circles trying to find. And I have to ask a question: is my stuff here, like my my staff and my backpack with my supplies?
Nope.
Oh,
I thought we grabbed his backpack because that's what had the book.
No, the book was in my robes.
The book was in a little pouch inside of his robes that he was holding close to his heart.
For some reason, the pumpkin people. Magic user doesn't have spells. Crap.
Well, his member is. Well, no, that's right. He went to bed and didn't memorize anything.
Well, I have to do it after I wake up, right? So.
Yeah, true. Well, you see Corbin running through a hole in the woods, the foresty area where you can go through as well. And he's going, come on, come on! So, you going to follow him or not?
Okay, I'll stumble after him.
Okay, and Delphin, you going to come out from behind that tree, or are you going to stay there? Delphin with a muted mic.
Damn it, I'm sorry.
We need our obligatory cameo from his dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll bark between now and then. Yeah, Delphin's going to follow the mage, and it's kind of pushing him along, getting him to go faster.
All right, so Delphin's behind you, Galvin, shoving you through the forest area. You guys are rummaging through the forest, trying to figure out where to go. Trask, Irwin, And Nigel, you hear the footsteps and the crunch of leaves and twigs as you see six pumpkin-headed fiends coming towards you. Now, this is the first time you've seen them, Nigel. They're kind of... they have like a vegetable pumpkin head with glowing lights for eyes, and their body is a satyr body, so they're kind of hoofed, and they're furry, and they're carrying these claw-like things on their hand.
Did they see us?
Yes, they're coming straight towards you.
That's not good.
Yes.
Stand back, base villains. I protect this group.
Trask kind of groans at how loud he's being.
Oh, well, there goes the element of surprise.
Trask growls at somebody being loud?
He groans.
Oh, groans, I mean? Okay, so we said there were six of them coming. This is awesome. Now I have my dry erase board. I can actually kill you guys properly.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
I'm glad that you can kill us by standards.
Yeah. I prefer a clean kill.
I assume that Trask and Erwin and Nigel are standing shoulder to shoulder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Put me in the middle. That way you all get plus two on your saves.
Okay. That works.
Protection from evil radius.
Yeah. And
I'm assuming they're evil.
Yeah, they're definitely evil. Nigel, Erwin. Okay,
they're coming on you.
Yeah. Well, they can't touch us with natural weapons, so that's a bonus.
Yeah. So, what are your actions, Crispy, Trask?
I guess. We don't have any spears, but would we be able to set ourselves against charge? Right.
Maybe. Set against charge.
Yeah, if they're charging us, kind of readying ourselves against a charge.
You want to defensively hold your position?
Yeah, I guess. And if they, if they rush up to us, just to attack them.
All right, you get... well, if you pick defensive stance, you get a plus two on your armor class.
Okay.
Actually, I should say minus two, go the other way. And, you know what I mean. And, you don't get to attack, so think about that carefully.
I'm thinking then, yeah, let's just,
take them?
I'm gonna hold position, but if they come within range, attack. For both of us.
Okay. I'm
gonna hold the line, but, still attack.
And, Nigel, what are you gonna do?
I'll do the same thing. I'll wait for them to approach, try to let the rest of the party start to get away if they're still leaving.
Hey, since Andy's not in this battle, can I totally roll initiative?
Yes, you can roll initiative.
Yes! No!
What did you get?
Six.
No!
Leave it to the professionals, Crispy.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm not as good at rolling D6s.
There was a reason why we had Belnor do it, and now we have Andy do it.
I know. They get all the good D6 rolls.
And it looks like the pumpkin people go first. Let's see. The first two are going to... actually, we'll just do the first three. Are going to come up to each of you.
Okay.
So you got one in front of each of you. And there's going to be one coming to the side of Erwin, who won't make it there just yet. And another one's going to come to the side of Trask. And the other one's going to try to run around and go around the back. But he won't be there just yet. Okay, so let's see. Trask, armor class.
My armor class is Dose. And I'm going... you'll hear me typing. I'm going to Epic Words to see Erwin's stats.
Okay.
Are they attacking with weapons?
Yes, they have these claw-like weapons in their hand.
Okay, they're all... as long as they stay to either side of me... They have minus two to their attack rolls.
Right. Let's see. Pumpkin-headed one. Misses. The one for Nigel. Misses. The one for Erwin. Misses due to the negative two.
Ha-ha!
Now the other ones get into position. And now it's your guys' turn.
Okay, so...
so, just to sum it up so you know...
mm-hmm.
I'll just describe for you as I erase my little... looks like John Madden Field over here. Trask, you have two on you. Erwin, you have two on you. And Nigel, you have two on you. One in front of you, one in back of you, Nigel.
Huh. Excellent.
And Andy, I'm sorry, Corbin, Galvin, and Delphin have successfully escaped into the forest, but they don't know where they're going, so good luck. And that we'll have to get up with that as soon as this combat is over. Go ahead, gentlemen.
Crap, there's no stats given for Erwin.
Just assume he's a second level fighter then.
Yeah, okay. Strength 18, I think, right?
Yeah, he does have strength 18. Alright, so my attack roll for Erwin, I got a 17 plus whatever strength 18. I think he's like 1850 or something like that, so.
Okay. 18 to hit?
Yeah.
You hit.
Okay, and he fights with I don't know.
He fights with a sword, as far as I remember.
Okay, so I'm just gonna roll a d8.
Okay.
That's 3 on my roll plus whatever 18 gets. I don't have my player's handbook in front of me.
With the one in front of you or the one in the right of you?
That's gonna go for Erwin to the one in front of him.
So -3. Wait.
Did you add the 3 plus whatever strength modifier gives him. I don't know the modifiers as well in this
system. Damn you, Crispy!
My bad.
Wah, wah, wah. You want to handle the pirate now?
Yeah, yeah. He says "Avast, you scurvy dogs."
Okay.
And shiver his timbers. I got a 19.
And he hits to the one to the left of him or in front of him?
To the one to the left of him.
Okay.
And let's see, 2 plus blah 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 blah. Blah. So that's 2 damage. Am I rolling? Like, I remember when we first entered, our weapons became magicalized, at least as far as I know. Am I rolling again?
Not in the forest.
Not in the forest? Okay.
Oh. So 2?
4.
-4. Okay. And Nigel.
All right. Natural 20.
Go roll again one more time, please.
14.
Okay, just normal double damage.
Okay, so...
In front or back of you?
The one in front of me.
Okay.
Rolled a 6, so that would be 12, and just add the strength bonus once?
Yeah.
Okay, so 13.
13. Nice job.
Very good, sir.
Okay, so the 1850 is a +3 to hit and +1 to damage? Damage +3.
Okay, so he adds +3 to damage and +3 to hit, right?
So Erwin did better than you did.
Erwin did do better than I did. It's okay. It's I'm sacrificing
plus one to hit.
Plus one to hit. Okay, I'm sorry.
Thanks, Jack. Okay, so it's the next round. If you're going to do the same thing, just say the same thing again.
Double same thing.
And
same.
Thanks. Okay.
Yes, Corbin, Andy. If he notices that people haven't followed him all the way, he's going to go back to examine why on earth people haven't retreated.
Well, okay, in order for you to do that, you're going to have to push the people in back of you through the forest again, because it's kind of really tight. He just kind of moved his own little path through there.
All right.
Just so you're aware that you might have a little bit of a shaking up Galvin going, I don't want to go back!
So. All right. I'm all for, you know, checking out, but I want to get to a defensible position where we can get everybody before we do that.
Okay. All right, we'll do it this way. Crispy, roll initiative for your group, and Andy, roll for your group.
I got 4.
2.
I got a 3. So, your group, Andy, will be there. Let me just write it in here. Someone vacuuming?
I heard that too. I was like, "Hey, what's that noise?"
Someone's inside a dryer, I think.
I think it's Mike. Yeah.
Well, sorry. I'm right next to the garage. It was the garage. I didn't think you guys could hear that.
The dog was opening the garage door.
The dog's gonna pull his Harley out for a spin.
Okay, Corbin, Delphin, and. All right, you guys, Corbin's group, you'll be able to reach inside the little cul-de-sac area, and you could tell me where you want to go, but you won't be able to make an attack or anything. Okay. And, yeah, so tell me where you want to go.
I'm going to try and flank one of the guys, I guess, on the right, maybe.
Okay, there is one behind Nigel, and there's one right next to Erwin. And you can go actually behind Erwin and be... You can switch back and forth attacking the two of them.
I'll go... Because Erwin and I came in the campaign the same time, so I assume we have some kind of affinity, so I'll go attack the guy behind Erwin when I can.
And, Galvin, where are you going to go?
I'm going to look around for something to protect myself, like a branch I can use as a club, or some sort of weapon, a big rock maybe, anything I can find.
All right, Galvin wandering around. So put a little W next to his name. Delphin, where do you want to go?
So I'm kind of confused. Did we push our way back to
I had you guys push your way back.
Okay, I thought we were going to look for a bigger hole down the other way.
You can do that if you want.
Well, if they're all there, there's no point.
Jeez.
It's best if we all die together.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes. there's really no room for me up in the melee, is there? I mean, it's pretty...
There is a spot. You can go sneak up behind the guy that's behind Nigel, or you can go next to the guy flanking the guy behind Nigel. Which is also there's also one right next to Trask too.
I will do the one that's coming up behind Nigel. That way I can sneak up behind him.
Delphin. Okay. Galvin, you find a couple nice sticks, but nothing to. Galvin, you find a couple nice sticks, but nothing to actually beat someone with.
Okay.
I got like this John Madden play thing going on in my notebook.
Yeah, it's kind of what I have too. I should take a picture of it and send it to you. It's kind of funny. And, okay, so what'd you get for initiative, Trask?
I got a 4.
Okay. So the pumpkin-headed people are attacking. The first one on Trask and his armor class was what again?
2, but we're next to...
Yeah.
Paladin.
You're next to Paladin boys, so that helps you.
Yeah.
Natural 20.
Ugh. Damn it. Well, guys, it was nice playing with you. I'll try to include anything I remember in my death speech.
Let's see if he gets the double. So, oh, you're lucky he didn't. All right. So, oh, Crispy, how you lucked out. 3 points of damage.
Hooray!
But there's still one in front of you that attacks you. And he missed. The one in front of Nigel misses. The one in front of Erwin, which was... His armor class was a 5, I remember. That misses. The one next to Erwin on the side misses. And the one behind Nigel. Do you have an armor class that's different in the back, Nigel?
Yeah, I've got a 3 armor class with my shield, so that would be a 4.
Okay. He's kind of backstabbing you with a 19.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And you take 1 point of damage.
Oh.
Okay. Now, go ahead, Crispy Group.
Oh, what about the guys on Erwin? Why did I just say that?
What about the guys on Erwin?
Yeah, there are 2 people on Erwin, aren't there?
They attacked.
Yeah, they missed.
Okay. Sorry, I guess
I can roll again.
No, that's fine. You know, I mean, we should play it fair. Just saying.
Yeah, sure.
So I'll have Erwin attack first. That's a 4.
That's a miss.
Yeah. Let me use the other die that's rolling, you know, not, like, terrible. And Trask got a... oh, snap, y'all. He got an 18 to hit against his dude.
And he gets plus 2, right, because of the paladin?
He doesn't get any bonuses to hit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Shh, quiet, fool.
Roll. Is it the same one, Trask, or the one in front of you this time?
Yeah, let's focus on the same one.
All right, damage.
Friggin' 3.
That's good. That's good. You're knocking him down.
That's good. Yeah. Just chipping away at his pumpkin.
Just for that, he hits you and you take 20 points of damage.
Man.
Right okay. in the gourd.
Right in the gourd, yeah. Nigel, go ahead.
Nah, 10.
And you whiff miss. Okay. Actions. Starting with...
Whiff miss is my favorite holiday.
Because you no longer get an attack for that nonsense.
I'll attack him.
Everybody's going to pretty much attack, I assume. And
I believe so.
Galvin, you find a nice stick that looks sturdy enough that could whop one in the head.
Okay, so when I can see these, I'm in a position where I can see them, right?
Yeah.
And are they using weapons? I wasn't sure.
They are. These kind of like these claw-like weapons in their hand.
Okay. And would it be possible for me to sneak as well as a magic user can sneak around to behind the group that's attacking Crispy?
Your best bet is to sneak behind the one that's next to Erwin.
Okay, well, that works.
Okay.
I'm going to try to sneak up behind him and lob on the head with my club stick thing.
Okay, so you'll be sneaking right now. So next round, you'll be able to attack.
Okay.
Put a little G there for the G-Man.
That's what I'm doing.
Word up. Okay, so initiative for both. Andy, you're back to rolling initiative now.
Yeah, Andy, just do it. Just go.
One. Yes.
Two. You guys go first.
Yes. Who wants to roll first?
Go ahead, Crispy, since you mouthed up.
Wow, well, I didn't want everyone to be like, oh, I got the... Okay, so, Erwin got to 5.
And
so,
Erwin misses.
He's not very good at this whole fighting thing.
Last time he kicked butt.
I know. And I got to 10.
And you missed 2.
Yeah. Which is better than 5, so, haha, Mike ass.
I'll just go right down. We'll go right down the line. I got next on my list, we'll go to... Galvin, who's sneaking up, he is in position behind it. Will attack next round. Corbin?
An 18.
18, the one, I assume, to the left of you, or the one diagonally to the right of you?
Let's go to the one to the left. The sinister left.
Okay, roll damage.
6 points of damage.
Nice.
There we go.
Okay, and we got Nigel on my list next.
All right, attack the same one. 14.
That's a miss.
Oof.
Delphin, who is backstabbing.
Sneaking up behind the one that's on the paladin, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
14, 15, 16, 17 hit?
Yeah, that hits.
Goody, goody.
This guy was a little bit weaker, he's smaller.
For 8 damage.
Eight damage, nice.
Awesome.
His pumpkin gourd is kind of bleeding right now. Everybody went. So, pumpkin people time. Natural 20.
Against 2.
Well, I was starting with you, Crispy. Sorry.
It's just the game.
And no, just regular double damage. Ooh, 4 points of damage.
Oh, -2.
Ugh.
Wah. The red alarm is...
Are you doing 0 is killed, or are you doing negative whatever?
I do -10.
-10? Okay.
Yes. So let me just put a little not sign through Crisp. Who's down and out. The one in front of Trask, who is now laughing, attacks Nigel since he's diagonal. And he misses. The one in front of Nigel, who's beaten up badly, misses. The one in front of Erwin misses. Jesus Christ. And the one next to misses. And the one behind Nigel freaking misses. Okay. Actions.
Same old.
Someone needs to bind Trask's wounds.
I guess I'll have Erwin attack and Trask bleed profusely.
Okay. Roll initiative.
Gelfin is going to continue attacking.
Crap. Five.
Okay.
Five. Tie goes to players.
Yes.
Okay, negative three for Trask.
Yeah.
Galvin, you're behind the one, so you're next on my line here.
All right, I'm swinging with my with all my might at, with my club at his head.
I'll give you a plus two.
I rolled a natural 20.
Roll again.
Galvin's never done that.
roll again.
10.
Oh, you rolled a 10 again? Damn. All right, regular, normal, double damage.
All right, what die will I roll for the my club here?
We'll give you a d6.
Three times two, so it's six.
6 points of damage. Nice job. And we have Corbin next.
Can I reach down and bind up Trask's wounds?
Unfortunately, no.
You're by Irwin, and
unfortunately, Delphine. Nigel and the monster's in the way. If you go through, there'll be an opportunity attack.
All right. Well, I look at my fallen comrade and I shout, "Saint Cuthbert will make you pay." But not with a 15.
And you miss with a 15.
Yeah.
And, well, I mean, you could have used your daily power, or
Crispy, shut up.
Sorry.
-10.
-10. You're dead. Yeah. Nigel, that's... you're up.
All right. Heronius, guide my blade. And I rolled a 14 again.
And he obviously wasn't paying attention. He's probably watching soap operas.
Yeah.
And we go to Delphin, who is still in the backstab position. Sounds kind of gross.
Let's see if he can do it again. That would be a 17 again.
Yeah, that hits.
Oh, wow. I rolled a 1 for damage.
Yeah, that sucks.
Which is a 2 because it's backstab.
Yeah.
Which is...
some damage is better than no damage.
Which, Delphin, you have a battle cry because you killed that one.
I don't cry in battle.
There's no crying in battle.
I was thinking it.
Does that open up a position for me to get to the dwarf?
Yeah, you can. Next round, you could step up to the dwarf and do bind his wounds if you want.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
Okay. That's everyone.
Nope, Irwin.
Oh, sorry, Irwin.
Yeah, Irwin's gonna focus on the person he's been focusing on. And that's 15 pull. No plus, because the paladin doesn't give a plus. 15 hit?
No.
No?
Damn. Nope. The one that was next to Trask moves in behind.
Oh, so, man, he's like stepping on my body.
Yeah, he's kind of stepping on your body. He stepped over your body. He's going to the position where the other one was. So, Delphin, you still can move over to Trask. You're just going to have to run around him, but that's still fine. Okay. Unless you want to backstab him or side... I should say flank stab him if you want. The one in front of Trask is going to attack Nigel. Misses. The one in front. God damn it, misses. The one by Irwin. Misses. The one by Galvin, who now turns around to look at him very evilly. Natural 20.
Oh.
I'm on the ball tonight with these 20s. Oh, shoot. That's a 19 on the 20, so that's 2.5 points damage now. One more time. Nope, 2.5 only. Five points of damage.
Oh,
that was a... mighty blow. I'm down to 1 point.
Oof. That was more than half. Give me a system shock.
Okay. That's a percentile, isn't it?
Yeah.
I rolled a 98. That didn't make it. Because that's roll under, right?
Yeah.
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 All right, so you basically just pass out.
All right.
Thud. And you will be out for 4 rounds.
Yeesh.
So if you had to get a soda or go to the bathroom, you might as well do it now. Okay, so, and that's it. Actions. Same thing again?
Yep.
Yeah.
Attack.
Delphin, are you moving over to help Trask, or you're attacking?
Yes, no. I want to stop his bleeding before it gets too worse.
Okay, so you step away, attack of opportunity. No, I'm kidding. So put Delphin next to Trask.
Man, -4?
Yeah, Trask is at -4. Okay, roll initiative. Corbin?
3.
1. They go first. Okay. The one in front of the fallen Trask, who's at -4, attacks Nigel. Misses, the one in front of Nigel. Hits, for once. 5 points of damage.
Ooh.
The one in front of Irwin misses. The one in front of Galvin turns around and misses. And the one that just moved into spot is now eyeing Corbin because he killed his comrade.
I haven't killed anybody yet.
Oh, that's right. Delphin killed him. But anyway, he likes you because you look cute. And your guys move, starting with... we'll start with Delphin now since he's on the first of the lineup over here.
I am going to try to bind Trask's wounds as best I can. If I have to shred up, you know, some clothing or cape or cloak or something, I'll do it.
Okay, give me a percentile roll.
All right. 75.
Okay, Trask is stabilized at -4. Which means he will not die, but unless someone, like, steps on him or something, and then he might die.
No.
You won't go any further down.
Don't drop any
Bite
axes.
The curb, dwarf! Bite the curb!
Yes, and, okay. Nigel, go.
All right. Come on. 19!
That's a hit.
8 points plus 1 for strength, 9 points of damage.
And you kill that one.
Ah!
Yay!
Irwin.
Can I cleave?
Disconnecting.
Do you have a battle cry?
Yes.
Take that.
Wow, the great paladin has a take that.
I wasn't ready.
That's a classic. That, you know, that works.
Disconnecting.
How do you like me now?
Okay, you're not Vince Vaughn.
This
in
is
battle.
My boomstick.
Okay, and we're now up to Irwin.
Irwin is going to attack the same guy he's been attacking. So, drop my d20. One sec. That's 15 again.
And he misses again.
Yeah, I'm just Virgil.
Galvin, 3 rounds now. Corbin.
All right. I am going to make pumpkin pie of your heads.
Oh, jeez.
With a 16.
And you make nothing but just whiff.
I love whiff.
New round. Everybody's going to do the same thing, I assume, except for 2 characters. And that would be Delphin and Nigel, who have made different actions last round.
Is there still one like right in front of me or right behind me?
There is one right behind you.
Yeah, I'll attack him.
Okay, and Delphin?
Would it be possible to pull him behind our Trask, to drag him behind where, you know, where the line is, to get him on our side?
Yeah, you could drag him.
Just to get him out of the way.
Okay, hold
on. I'll do that.
Delphin is going to drag. All right, I'll put you back here with a Delphin Trask. And Corbin, you said you want to do something different?
No, I just want to keep whacking.
Sounds like a personal thing. But okay, go ahead, roll your initiative.
Oh, God.
5.
5. Tie goes to the players. Okay, you see Delphin dragging Trask off to the side in a nice little cozy spot. And I guess we'll go for Nigel, then, who turns around.
All right. 17?
That's going to hit.
3 points.
3 points, good. Okay, and Erwin?
Erwin is going to... Actually, Erwin's going to focus on the one who Galvin is focusing on. So, that's a miss.
And now we're up to Corbin.
All right.
You probably missed because Galvin's focusing on, you know, the back of his eyelid, so...
oh, that's right. The one Galvin was focusing on.
Another miss with 13.
Okay, miss. All right.
Now, you guys were the best party. We're just so good at this.
The other one, the one that was diagonally from Nigel, will move to on his fallen comrade to attack. So that leaves 1, 2, 3, 4 left. Okay, so let's see. The one in front of... Well, in back of Nigel now, because he's turned around. Misses. Damn you! The one by Erwin, who's flanking him, misses. The one in front of him, misses. And the one in front of Corbin slash Nigel, misses.
Well, at least Aronius is helping us with our armor class.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's 2 now for Galvin. And your actions, everybody. Unless it's the same, keep quiet.
Is there a group of bad guys in a back line? Like, if I shot my short bow, could I shoot the guys in the back? Is what I'm asking.
You could shoot one that's directly in front of you by, it's about 7 feet away, 8 feet away.
Oh, I could just stab him then too, huh?
You can run up and stab him.
I'll just do that.
Okay. Initiative.
2.
I got a 1. We go.
2.
Okay, first one. Nigel, miss. Erwin, miss. Changing dice now. Erwin again, miss. Come on. One last die change. Nigel, no, this is a Corbin one. Corbin, 10. No, miss. Go ahead.
Yay!
A bug flies down and stomps on Crispy.
No!
Trash just gets 2 more points of damage. Now you're fine. Nigel, go.
Alright. 19.
That's a hit.
9 points of damage.
Swat. Splat. Dead.
Herodias! How's that? Is that better?
Much better. that's going to give us to Erwin.
Erwin got a 16.
Erwin missed it yet again.
Oh.
Ah.
Corbin.
I'm silently praying to myself, looking over at the new paladin. St. Cuthbert's, we're looking bad here compared to Herodias. We need to do some damage. With a 19! 19.
You hit.
19.
You hit the one that's diagonally by Erwin over here.
For 4 points of damage.
Okay, so... Okay. He's still up, but nice hit. And Delphin, the one you were going to attack is no longer standing. So you may move wherever you want to move.
I will try to move in position that will allow me to get him from the flank or of the rear, if that's possible.
That'll take you probably 2 rounds to get around them.
Okay. That's
or
what I'll be doing.
Or you could just walk up to the line next to Nigel and attack.
I can't do that.
Okay. I'll put you behind this. The one in front of Nigel back here. Okay. Trask is still dead-ish.
Yeah. So the good news is we have them outnumbered.
Yes.
The bad news is we're still losing.
Yeah.
Let's finish one more off, then they'll take a morale check and run off. I'm sure of it.
Yeah, if we play with morale. Initiative.
5. Crap.
2. We go first. Galvin will be getting up this round. I'm being nice.
Okay, so can I... Who's the nearest?
Well, you can
whatever.
Do something when it's your turn.
Oh, well, I thought we were going to be like. Don't we declare our actions before we.
Yeah, it's true. Go ahead.
Okay.
Your eyes flutter open, so.
So how close is the nearest pumpkin guy?
You're pretty much smelling his feet right now.
Okay, then I'm going to try to grab his feet then to trip him.
Okay, cool. Okay, so the one in back of Nigel. Ooh, he hits. Yikesor. 5 points of damage. Is our pally still standing?
Yeah, I got 5 left.
Oh, good. Okay, the one in front of Erwin who's damaged. Ooh, he hits.
Yeah.
Will Erwin go down?
I hope not.
Ooh, 6 points of damage.
-1.
Ugh.
Thun, 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 thun. The red light goes on for Erwin. Okay, and the one that is, was standing next to Erwin, looks and goes, oh, because he fell to the ground. He is going to move over towards Corvin.
Isn't that the one who Galvin's going to grab? Well, yeah, you're going first. Never mind.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Nigel.
Okay, I kind of lost track of who I'm attacking here. I killed the ones that were...
Every time you turn around, there's another one that comes behind your back, apparently, over these last couple of rounds, so... There's all one right behind you again.
All he's right. He's got one to, like, his diagonals in front.
Is there one that's been hurt, maybe? If I notice, I could attack him.
To your diagonal right, it looks like he's kind of hurt.
All
right,
I will slash at him. 14 miss.
You miss. Galvin, the guy you were going to grab, he kind of moved out of your range.
Oh, man. All right. Can I get up then? Or
yeah, sure. Wait?
All right, I'm getting up.
That's your move action.
Okay.
you can get up and move into position to attack next round.
Okay.
If you want to do that.
I'll move... behind, well, gosh, I'm so disoriented as far as who is where, but whoever, I'm going to move behind the closest one that's attacking one of my friends, so.
Okay, that's fine. I think next game we play, we'll bring back Gamer Table. Just so we can get positions for battle. Okay. And we're at Corbin now.
All right. St. Cuthbert, bless my hammer. 17?
No. Sorry, this one is a little bit more tougher. Just kidding, you hit.
No.
Damage.
For 4 points of damage.
Oh, and he's still standing, but he's rocking back and forth. Nice.
If you see this pumpkin head a-rocking, don't come a-knocking.
Natural 20 on Corbin. Okay, so we have standing Nigel, Corbin, and Galvin. And Delphin, who is now sneaking around, who's in position to backstab. So I assume Delphin's going to backstab, Nigel's going to attack, Corbin's going to attack, and Galvin's going to attack.
Yep.
And Erwin's at -2, and Trask is still hovering in his -4 steadily. Initiative.
One,
4.
I got a 1.
Ugh.
Damn it! Ugh.
Thank you, Crispy. And Nigel got hit. Oh, a ton of damage. 1 point of damage. The one that is in front. He's going to attack Nigel instead of, because the Erwin is now down. Ooh, and he hits too.
Oh, no.
6 points of damage. What are you at
now? Yeah, I'm out. I'm down to -3.
-3? Okay, Erwin's at -2, -3 for Nigel, and Trask -4. I guess that leaves... Next on my list is Galvin.
All right. Well, I'm swinging. Do I still have my club?
Yeah, you still have your club.
All right. I'm swinging at the guy I'm standing next to.
Swing, bada, 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 swing.
And I rolled a 17.
And you hit.
And 5 points of damage.
You killed him.
Oh, wow. Yes!
I don't think Galvin's ever killed anything.
No.
Don't stop now.
Silverwind will be proud!
And that leaves Corbin.
All right.
And Delphin next.
You could hop over Irwin's dead body and attack the guy who was in front of him.
You could do that.
18.
And that's a hit.
6 points of damage.
There.
Ooh, he's wobbling. He's almost looks like he's ready to pass out. Delphin, with your backstab. Who's on muted, Mike?
Nope, I'm muted.
Okay.
I was. Alright, let's see. Good rolls. No whammies. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Backstab, right?
Yep, that's a backstab.
Okay, so 18.
Nice hit. Damage.
No whammies. Ooh, 8. So that's 16.
16?
Yeah, double eight. It's long
Damn.
Sword.
You killed him.
Sweet.
There is just one standing. Roll initiative. I guess I assume that Corbin's going to keep attacking him. Galvin's going to run over to attack him as well. And Nigel's -4. Irwin's -3.
All right.
Erwin's still -3? He was -3 last round.
Oh, is he? I wrote it down wrong. Then he's -4 now.
Yeah. Thanks, Crispy.
Yeah, Crispy.
Yeah, man. What's up?
Look, I don't... No
I thought
offense.
He couldn't talk. I thought he was unconscious.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Crispy never... Crispy,
mute him. Mute him.
Crispy never stops talking, so...
Trask is unconscious because of me.
Trask lover's crying right now.
No, it's what I was gonna say is I don't want to control two characters forever, and Mike S isn't here anymore.
Aww. No initiative.
3, 4.
Go ahead. Delphin.
Am I in range of the remaining guy?
Yeah, you could step right over and attack. Yeah, you won't be in a backstab, right. But you can attack him.
I'll probably... Yeah, an 8's going to miss.
Miss. Corby.
A 4 is going to miss even worse.
Yeah. Galvin. Will Galvin be the savior?
I rolled a 10.
No, he will not.
Best party.
Yes, I know. Best party ever. Let's see here. This one's going to attack. Let's see. He likes the weak magic user, Galvin. And he misses with a 2.
Yes.
I assume everybody's attacking the one guy?
Yep.
Initiative?
Well, actually, I'm going to try to... Never mind, I'm just going to attack.
No, go ahead, try it. What were you going to try?
I'm going to throw down my club and just, like, jump on him and try to attack. I'm going to try to tackle him. I'm going to just tackle him.
You're going to spear him to the ground?
I'm going to tackle him, like, yeah.
Spear.
Overbearing.
He wants to grapple. Overbear.
Okay. Initiative.
1, 6.
You guys want to let Galvin go first?
I'd like to stab before he goes in, if that's possible.
Go ahead.
16?
Miss.
Oh, I thought so.
Corbin, you want to attack before he spears this guy?
Well, if I attack after he grabs him, there's a chance I'll hit them both, right?
Correct.
Yeah, so I'll go ahead and go now.
Go ahead.
And a 17.
And a hit.
Yay.
Will Corbin
for
6
points of damage.
And pumpkin mash.
Yeah.
As Galvin flies through the air and lands on Nigel's body.
Oh. and causes 1 point of damage to him.
Okay, since you said it, it's 1 point of damage now.
Jeez.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay. All the pumpkin people are gone. And let's see. Nigel, Irwin, -5. And there's nothing left.
So I will bind the nearest one's wounds.
Yeah, I'll get Irwin.
Okay, so Delphin will get Irwin. Give me percentile. Corbin, you're going to get Nigel. Give me percentile.
Okay.
20.
-6 for Irwin.
25%.
-6 for Nigel. You actually caused more harm than anything.
No.
Can I assist with Nigel since I see things are going worse?
Yes, you can try to.
Should I roll a percentile too?
Please.
68.
Stable. Okay.
Can I try again on Irwin?
Yeah, Irwin is now at -7.
I'll try it again.
Stop it. Poor Mike doesn't need to die like this. 35.
-8.
Yeah.
This really sounds like Michael Jackson.
Okay, wait. We've got some unidentified potions. Maybe we can...
Let's test them on the unconscious people.
Well, maybe.
This is a good plan.
I think you should test them all on Crispy.
Yeah, this...
Oh, miscibility table.
Okay.
Just all at once.
All right, I'm going to try one more time.
Okay.
Makes an oil of burning hands.
96.
Stable.
Woo! Okay. Mike lives.
-8. -6 was Nigel? Yeah, -6. And Trask is -10.
Ah.
He was?
No.
I thought he stabilized.
I was joking.
Oh.
I was just trying to annoy Crispy. Okay, you do not hear any more pumpkin padded footsteps. As actuality, you pretty much think you've wiped out the village by now.
Yay, genocide!
It seems to be quiet, and what do you guys do?
I think from here we should go into Russia. Just saying.
Maybe if we wiped out the village, maybe we should try to rest in the village.
No.
Yeah, that's good. Good thing this is not like World of
Warcraft. At least we won't have to worry about rations.
Yeah. Good thing it's not World of Warcraft when they like respawn after 10 minutes.
Right.
It's a lot of pie, you guys.
I mean, we've got a lot of bodies to drag around, and we can't just leave them here. I mean,
well, we'll take this opportunity to see you guys next week, the listeners, to find out what to do.
You have been listening to The Quest for the Book of Sorrows. If you have any questions or comments, please visit the cast at rfipodcast.com. Follow the cast on Twitter at rfipodcast or at facebook.com/rfipodcast. Join us next time for The Quest for the Book of Sorrows.